Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, Paige and Chris. Paige is so intrigued to hear what Chris has to say. She literally says that. I'm so intrigued what he has to say. This is where she got my Becky.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Chris has said so much at this point.
Yeah.
He has left you looking dumb. You've heard him speak empty words upon empty words, apologies upon apologies. Why is there any other feeling besides fuck you, Chris, I'm done with you? Intrigue? That feeling comes up for you? You are intrigued by him? The mystery is gone. It's been revealed. He is a fuck nigga. What else is there to learn?
Nothing. And she's not looking down at herself and realizing that in that last conversation he looked dumb as shit on TV.
He looked terrible.
He looked dumb as
hell. On that note,
leave him there and leave you getting along with Mercedes, like, oh girl, you cute. Oh girl, you cute. What's her Instagram? What's her Snapchat? And then leave it there.
Leave it there.
Oh my God.
That would have been the perfect ending to the story. It was the perfect ending to the story. And she's now choosing to come back here again. So Paige, you know, she's a pleasant person. So he shows up, she smiles. He immediately grabs onto that. Oh, you're smiling at me today. And now she's all cute and smiling. He doesn't have to do much to just make her like feel good, which is really sad.
He just got to speak that little niggleese. And then here she comes like, oh my God.
I know it. Oh God. And so Chris is like, you know, someone told me you spoke to Pastor Dwight, and she's like, yep, sure did. He reached out to me, and he obviously is all butthurt about it. And
you know, he's never talking to him again.
Never talking to her again. And then.
That killed me.
Yeah, your whole entire mentor just went behind your back.
Slid in the DMs of your soon-to-be ex-wife in order to get a mega church TV show, whatever he needs to get.
All of the things.
Bypass your friendship of over, I guess, 5 years at this point and just didn't care about you. And you over here with a closed down Subway looking foolish.
Oh my God. So they're just sitting there, like, in silent awkwardness.
Not saying anything.
Like, so why am I here? Mm-hmm. You texted me. So, like, what am I here for?
Yeah.
And Chris literally says, outside of last week's convo with me, you, and Mercedes, like, I don't have anything different to talk about.
So why did you... I thought you had a plan, my guy, to look better.
He came with no plan. He literally said, oh, we met last week. I had nothing new from there.
Yeah.
So you just wanted to film a scene? Another scene.
Yeah.
That's it. So Paige, she came in hot and heavy. And I was proud of her where she was going with this. And she says to him, she's like, let me break it down to you. I feel like you're wasting my time.
And
you're pissing me off.
Yeah.
You're giving me the runaround. What am I doing here? So... here comes Chris with his bullshit, speaking his sweet nothings. You know, I'm just afraid about someone else raising my kid. I'm afraid I'm making the wrong decision. And just all of these thoughts in his head, just like thinking them out loud with Paige, like doing some type of like he needs some type of therapy action from Paige.
Oh, journal.
When you need to go journal.
Post it and a pen. Like,
yes.
Easy. Easy. Yeah.
Go write that down. Go talk to your dad. Go talk about this with somebody else.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing her here to do this?
Yeah.
Leave this girl alone.
And like, you're on TV. I thought you had a better plan. You clearly wanted to look better on TV. That's why you texted her. So why? There should be a better plan for this. I don't understand, but whatever.
I don't understand. And so, yeah, he just like does what he does. He apologizes to her again. And, you know, you shouldn't be an option. I should have never dragged you into this. You deserve better. Blah, 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 blah. The same shit we've heard from him already on multiple occasions to Paige. Because one thing we do know is he knows how to apologize. This man can apologize.
Yeah, very well. Right.
He has no problem doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what he does. This is what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And Paige, here she go.
Just falling for it. But I think even her sitting there saying, you're wasting my time. I need something to explain something to you. And then not leaving.
And then not leaving.
Is a problem. You need to say all that and then bounce.
Bounce.
Be out.
But you saw the producers kind of pushed her back. You saw that part?
Oh, what?
She was like, I'm done. She was like, why am I here?
And
she
got up. Right. And then she got up. Yeah.
She went up to the side. God. The producers were like, find out what's going on.
Yeah.
So they kind of pushed her back. Yeah. But even then, she should be like, no, I'm done. No. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't need anything else from him. I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
But she, I don't know, just kind of allows people to shove her here, there, and everywhere. Yeah. So just listen to herself and being done when she says she's done. So she hearing all this bullshit, she's like, you know, I appreciate your honesty, you know, I take all of this into consideration. And Chris is like, so, you know, what do you want? And she's like, you know, what I wanted you to give us a chance. And Chris, again, let's reset, let's start over.
Oh my god,
she didn't even think about it. She immediately was like, let's start over,
let's do it. That's sad.
Not even a millisecond to think about it.
No, that's so sad.
That's so sad. She dove right back in. It was so easy. So, so easy. Oh, Lord. Now, let's see. Haley and Jacob, they have a nice, pleasant lunch.
They don't even have no activity to do. They're just sitting there having lunch.
She's sitting there and eating lunch, talking about all the things they do not have in common, because she is still talking about her different travel stories.
Australia.
She's been running with the Bulls. She almost lived in Australia. Which, when she talked about it, that looked like one of the biggest regrets of her life. Like, she's still trying to get back over there.
She's still thinking about who was the old boy who's selling them waffles? Remember that encounter that you had with that blonde man? She's still thinking about her version of that.
The Belgian surfer.
She's
still hung up on that.
She's still regretting
life.
And she's still young enough. She can still do it, too. That's also what's like.
She can still do it. I know she's still thinking about that's it. If it's the working holiday visa that I did, you can be 30 and under. She still qualifies.
You could tell, because she was talking about it and then just looking at her food like, damn. And now I'm here with you, your old ass.
Right. Very longing way. And I feel like she wanted someone that was going to be... She definitely wanted someone on that same path.
Yeah.
Who, like, let's pick up and leave. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go together.
For a year. Let's go together.
Yeah.
And she got this. Whew. So they've been.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Nice cordial brunch, but it's
cordial.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
Now Vincent and Brianna. Brianna, very nice. She surprises Vincent with salsa class. And Vincent was not great. He wasn't great. Wasn't the worst, but he wasn't great. And he felt embarrassed and was uncomfortable and just got into a weird, funky attitude. With her. And at the end, like after class, you know, he's telling her how, you know, salsa is just not his thing. He wishes he was bachata, but he knows bachata, so he would have done better with it. And he just has a thing with looking like a chump or not, or looking like not his best self. Or
not looking his best.
Not looking his best. Like, always wanted to have this image. I guess, I don't know if it's for the cameras or for Brianna or both.
I have a feeling it's both.
Being
compounded.
But he's looking worse. He could have just like did the salsa, stumbled upon it and had fun with it. People would be like, oh my god, they're so cute, look at them in their salsa class. But instead he got so in his head.
Because he probably is all the time. He probably is a lot. He's probably a little bit more anxious and sensitive than he is willing to admit or explore, maybe even. Because this is another one I was thinking of, his friend Alan, Jamal, Marcus, whatever that friend's name is with the cute dimples. I was thinking about him retelling this story to that friend, and again, how stupid he would look.
The friend would just be laughing.
Friend would just be sitting there like, nigga, are you kidding?
What? You went to salsa class? That sounds fun.
Like, not she planned one?
This...
And
He's just very like, sensitive, easily embarrassed, like has to figure that shit out. Now let's see, Virginia and Eric. Virginia, Eric surprises her with dinner. Yeah, it was very cute. She brings up the fact that she does have concern over his comments earlier about how he compares everybody to his ex-wife, basically. And Eric basically explains that, you know, he hasn't met anyone that gave him that feeling. That's what he's looking for. And Virginia gives him that feeling. So,
That's convenient.
But yeah, then he plays guitar for her and tells her that he loves her. And she says it back. And I did not believe her when she said it.
At all. Thank you.
Did not believe her.
I didn't believe her either.
It was a reactive "I love you too," but I don't think she would have said it in that moment.
I think the same thing. My god!
But again, it's like he speaks for her and like makes, I don't know, like tells her how she feels. I mean, he doesn't say her how she feels in that moment, but for whatever reason, she felt compelled to say it back. I don't know. It's weird. He's like not doing anything, but is doing everything.
Oh, yeah. He's like not manipulative.
Yeah.
But at the same time is like manipulating her in this really strange way. Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. It's so weird. Yeah. So that was, I guess, the end of episode 9. And Eric and Virginia are chatting. They're having this conversation about like sharing passwords and stuff. And, you know,
she
knows his password on his device and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the conversation of guy friends comes up again.
Ooh.
And Eric expresses how he's uncomfortable with her texting any guys outside of the two guys that he met.
He knows. Yep.
And Virginia's like, Lord, because she has more than just those two.
Obviously. Yes.
And then they talk about social media and this whole conversation about being friends with your ex on social media.
And liking photos.
Mm-hmm.
I found this to be very interesting also because it seems to me like Eric doesn't have Instagram, which is fucking wild. How are you going to sit here?
You're really
sitting here telling us you're 34 and you don't have... You don't even know how Instagram works. Like, you don't even know the politics around Instagram and, like, liking photos. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know nothing about, like, social media culture at all until you marry this child, this 26-year-old who's living like she's 19.
Yeah.
Like, that to me, first of all, you obviously prove that you are 50. And second of all, like, why don't you know that? Even if you are 50, my mother has a TikTok. Yeah. She's 59. Right. Like, what? Oh my God. I don't understand. I don't get it.
And he's just very cut and dry.
Yeah.
Can't have friends with this. You can't have friends with guys. You can't have friends with exes. Like, there's no gray area in between for like anything for him.
Yep.
And they have this whole conversation. Like, I don't know what she feels the need to ask all these questions about. Well, what about this person?
Circumstances. Like, yeah.
All these different scenarios, because that's what it is. It's not cut and dry.
Yeah.
It is very scenario based.
Yeah.
I might have an ex that, yes, we're exes, but we were childhood friends. And we still have a good platonic friendship. But there's a lot of gray area with this that it's not cut and dry. And it's like, he's never going to be happy. She's always going to feel like she's doing something
stifled.
Wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always feel stifled and always feel like she has to run every... Well, this guy, here's the story with him. Can I be friends with him on social media? Like,
oof.
Nobody got time for that.
No.
I don't care who the fuck you friends with. Just live your life. Like,
right.
I don't have time to think through all the scenarios.
Uh-uh.
All you can do is trust the person and just trust that they are making good decisions. Like,
and not based on what you would do, Eric.
Right.
Because you know that if you were friends with any woman your age, that you would try to fuck her. Like, that's what you would do.
Right. Exactly.
That's not necessarily what Josh, John, and whoever the hell else would do.
Right.
In her life. Yeah. I don't understand how she said that I love you and, like, is looking at him like this across the table.
Right. You have concerns, my friend, about this future with this guy.
Like, yeah, about very minor things like your Instagram, which he doesn't even have one. And you sitting here worried about yours.
Right.
I'll be damned.
This is... I could never imagine sitting across, like, having a conversation with Nate or any man if I was with, like... Yeah. Running through the list of what about this ex and like, that ex and what about your exes? I don't care.
Yeah.
All I know is you and trust you.
Yeah.
And trust that you're making good decisions based on our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
This is too. He's going to give himself a heart attack acting like this.
Oof.
Now let's see. Brianna and Vincent, Dr. Viviana, I think her name is. Dr. Viv.
Sure. I don't even remember.
The brunette one.
Yeah. Yeah.
She comes to visit. And they sit with her. They recap Champagne Gate, that whole drama. They recap Salsa Gate, that whole drama.
Oh my God.
And again, two minor incidents that are now our thing.
I love this. I love these issues. I love that the resolve is just like, I just love you so much. that I don't want to look stupid mm-hmm. in front of you. That's yeah, the resolve. I love it. I love
that's
this.
That's really it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically what Dr. Viv pointed out. Like,
yeah.
You just don't, you want to look good for her.
Right.
That's it. It's okay yeah. to not look good. And he's yeah. like, oh, okay. He just needs somebody to tell him that. He's like, talk him off the ledge.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
yep.
God. But I'm glad they had resolve. He apologized for how he acted. And I'm glad we've now taken the pressure off of Brianna, who mm-hmm. has done nothing wrong
in any of these scenarios. Nope.
Now uh-huh. it's like, okay, Vincent, you need to work on you not being as sensitive, because Brianna just cares about you and wants
yes.
to be nice.
Yeah. Right.
Like, yep. Let's have a good time. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.